KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have clear skies and 30 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny here today with a high of 58. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your drain home comfort specialist dealer. Well, no classes will be held today in the Adair community, or rather the Adair-Casey Community School District. School officials say instead the staff and classmates of Austin Vice are being given the chance to say goodbye to the 12-year-old, who died following a single-vehicle rollover accident last Thursday afternoon east of Exira. Funeral services for Vice will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Adair-Casey High School. Austin began attending the Adair-Casey Elementary School at the beginning of the school year. Counselors had been brought in on Friday to talk with the students about their classmate's death. A boy was not wearing a seatbelt when he lost control of a 2003 Ford F-150 pickup on a gravel road. Vice was ejected as the vehicle rolled over after sliding sideways. Sheriff's officials have said it appeared the boy had taken the truck for a drive while his father was away from home. News time is 8:01.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Trane central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Trane systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Trane, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Trane dealer. You know the true Trane difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Trane home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Trane.
Residents of 13 counties in western and southwest Iowa are heading to the polls today to decide the fate of a proposed $22.5 million Iowa Western Community College bond issue. If voters approve the measure by the required 60% supermajority, the bonds would be used to fund the construction of a space for a new physical therapy and robotics program on the Iowa Western Council Bluffs campus, and repairs to the college's centers located in Shenandoah and Clarinda. Iowa Western President Dr. Dan Kinney has said approval of the bond issue would lower the portion of property taxes residents pay into the school by 10 cents per $1,000 valuation. Voters in Adair, Adams, Audubon, Cass, Crawford, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Monona, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties are being asked to decide on the bond issue. In all of those counties, the polls open at 7 a.m. today and they close at 8 tonight. There are only five voting centers that will be used here in Cass County, and they include the Heritage House for Atlantic Wards 1, 4, and 5, the Atlantic Public Library for the remainder of the patrons of the Atlantic Community School District, along with persons in Marty and Wyota. Cam Community School District patrons have two polling places at the Anita Community Center and at the Messina Public Library. The fifth and final polling place is in Griswold at the Griswold Community Building for voters in Griswold and the Griswold School District. For more information about where you should vote, you can contact the county auditor's office. Well, a spokesman for the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Department said yesterday that two Villisca teens were injured when their car collided with a semi Saturday morning just east of Traynor. Sergeant Dwayne Ritchie told KJAN the accident happened at the intersection of Highway 92 and 370th Street at around 9:45 a.m. Saturday.
Semi was traveling westbound on Highway 92. Vehicle, car, was traveling northbound on M16 or 370th Street. There he failed to stop for a stop sign. Car did hit the rear axles of the trailer.
Two passengers in the car, 15-year-old Thad Bruning of Villisca, was transported to the Carson Rescue to the Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Neither the driver of the Malibu, 16-year-old Eric Bodwell, nor the driver of the semi, 45-year-old Andre Galanov of Lawrenceville, New Jersey, were injured. Eric Bodwell was cited for failure to yield in a seatbelt violation. Damage from the crash amounted to $22,000. The wreckage of the semi remained near the roadway as of Monday morning. Clarinda police arrested two individuals early Sunday morning for possession of alcohol under the legal age. Chief Keith Brothers said at around 3 a.m., officers arrested 18-year-olds Jordan Nicole Landis of Clarinda and Shirley Dawn Reynolds of Stanton. Landis and Reynolds were ticketed and decided to appear in Page County Magistrate Court at a later date. The arrests occurred in a business parking lot at 318 East Washington Street in Clarinda. The Atlantic Police Department yesterday reported two people were arrested over the past couple of days. On Friday, 33-year-old Essex Mullins of Atlantic was arrested on a charge of domestic abuse assault. The alleged incident marked the third time she was arrested last week on various charges. And 18-year-old Kyler O'Brien of Atlantic was arrested Saturday on a shoplifting charge or fifth-degree theft. Both were brought to the Cass County Jail and booked in. One person was sent to the hospital following a rollover accident Sunday morning in Mills County. The Sheriff's Department said yesterday 31-year-old Carol Backus of Shenandoah was transported to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue following the accident on Highway 59 about 1/2 mile south of Emerson. Officials say Backus was traveling north on the highway at around 1 a.m. Sunday when her 2005 Cadillac crossed the center line and went out of control. The car dropped off the shoulder and continued down a hill before rolling twice in an open field and coming to rest on its wheels about 35 feet away from a power substation. Mills County Sheriff's Department on Monday issued a report on recent arrests. On December the 3rd, 32-year-old Shelley Jean Logeman of Council Bluffs was arrested at the Pottawatomie County Jail at around 7:15 a.m. on a warrant for failure to appear on charges of unlawful possession of prescription drugs and driving while barred. Her bond was set at $5,000. Also arrested Monday was 20-year-old Austin Keith Kelly of Pacific Junction. Kelly was arrested at around 7:40 a.m. in Pacific Junction for unlawful possession of prescription drugs. His bond was set at $1,000. This past Sunday, 49-year-old Scott Wade Fisher of Malvern was arrested by Mills County deputies for possession of a controlled substance and domestic abuse assault. He was being held without bond in the Mills County Jail on the assault charge, with a bond for PCS set at $1,000. Also arrested Sunday in Mills County was 23-year-old Sarah Ann Young of Glenwood for OWI first offense and 37-year-old Darren Douglas Bartley of Malvern for a second offense OWI. Their bonds were set at $1,000 and $2,000, respectively. And on Saturday, Mills County Sheriff's deputies arrested 28-year-old Nicole Ann Crom of Plattsmouth, Nebraska for OWI first offense. Her bond was set at $1,000. An investigation was conducted Monday morning into the death of a Clarinda man. Police Chief Keith Brothers said officers responding to 115 East Garfield Street in Clarinda at around 9 a.m. made an initial determination that 39-year-old Michael Dean Durfrey of Clarinda died from hanging. Final determination as to the manner of death is pending upon completion of an autopsy by the Iowa Medical Examiner's Office. No foul play is suspected. The Clarinda Police Department was assisted with its investigation by the Page County Medical Examiner, Clarinda Regional Health Center, Emergency Medical Services, and Clarinda Fire Department. Members of the Royal Neighbors of America, Chapter 1373 here in Atlantic, will present two local women with a check for $3,500 each through the Royal Neighbors Nation of Neighbors program. Treva Turpin of Brayton will use the funds to complete a two-story building to use as a sort of mess hall for her Bible retreats and camps. And Jackie Wickey of Atlantic is dedicated to assisting the area's Family Crisis Support Network Victim Services. The funds she received from Royal Neighbors will help purchase gift cards and pay for first month's deposits on rent, phone, electricity, and so on for families in need. The two $3,500 checks will be presented to the women tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Sweet Joy Shop in Atlantic. Focusing on its history of standing strong for women, Royal Neighbors has given more than $1 million to assist 900-plus families and individuals in reaching their goals and rebuilding lives through its Nation of Neighbors program, which was launched in 2007. Elsewhere in the news, a survey of the top executives of 22 of the Iowa's state's largest businesses show they're cautiously optimistic about improving the economy in the coming months. Elliot Smith, executive director of the Iowa Business Council, or IBC, says their fourth quarter survey of members was nearly unchanged from a survey conducted 3 months ago.
Good, solid numbers in sales, capital spending, and employment. Really, none of those numbers moved more than a point or so off of the third quarter survey results.
The overall IBC Economic Outlook Survey Index rose to 62, and that was 1 point higher than 3 months ago. Any score above 50 indicates positive business sentiment. The CEOs are asked about their expectations in sales, capital spending, and employment over the next 6 months.
We have some cautious optimism going into the next 6 months, which takes us well into 2013. And I think that attitude is pervasive amongst most of our CEOs here at the Iowa Business Council.
There are several factors that have the IBC members concerned.
One would be all the activity going on in Washington and whether or not there is any sort of agreement imminent on handling the budget and debt issues. certainly Europe remains a concern in terms of stable government and budget issues over there.
And the news time is 8:10, taking a look at our world headlines of this hour. There are some conflicting accounts about what Iran is claiming was a U.S. drone that was said to be captured after it entered Iranian airspace over the Persian Gulf. The U.S. Navy said all of its unmanned aircraft in the region were fully accounted for. Iran has produced an image it says is of a Scan Eagle drone. A Navy spokesman says some of the spy planes have been lost in the past, but not recently. They're also operated by U.S. allies in the region. A human rights group said there is heavy fighting around Syria's capital. Government and rebel forces are clashing in several suburbs and near the international airport in Damascus. The violence has prompted the UN to withdraw most of its international staff from Syria. Deadly flooding in the Philippines from a typhoon has claimed dozens of lives. A governor says at least 33 villagers and soldiers drowned when water dumped by the storm rushed down a mountain and engulfed the victims. Floodwaters also swept away a truck transporting troops and villagers. Umbrellas in Northern California will get another workout today. Forecasters say some areas could see up to 5 more inches of rain before the latest in a series of storms moves out of the region. 3 previous storms dumped between 15 and 20 inches of rain in some areas over the 5-day period that ended on Sunday. And there is a potentially frightening forecast for the town of Doyline, Louisiana, where operations there are underway to secure millions of pounds of explosives at a former ammunition plant. National Weather Service said thunderstorms are likely today, and state police say crews will suspend efforts to relocate propellant to bunkers if lightning is spotted within 5 miles of the site. News time is 8:12.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local Train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, 2 things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now. 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
In our funeral announcements, Austin Weiss, age 12, of Exira, died Thursday at the Audubon County Hospital. Funeral services for Austin Weiss will be held today at 1 o'clock at the Adair Casey High School in rural Adair. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Dennis Collins, age 50, of Guthrie Center, died Thursday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dennis Collins will be held tomorrow at 1 o'clock at the Union Cemetery in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Larry Keister, age 54, of Harlan, died Saturday. A prayer service for Larry Keister will be held tomorrow at 4 o'clock at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. No other services are planned. Margaret Moore, age 90, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday in Panora. Funeral services for Margaret Moore will be Thursday at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Daniel Weiss, age 50, of Walnut, died Saturday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Daniel Weiss will be held this Friday at 10:30 at the Walnut American Legion Hall in Walnut. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Cleo Larby, age 87, formerly of Manila, died November 26th in Colorado. Funeral services for Cleo Larby will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Manila. Odie Funeral Home in Manila has arrangements. And Josephine Fagan, age 84, of Panora, died Saturday in Jefferson. No services are planned for Josephine Fagan, with the Twig Funeral Home of Panora in charge of arrangements. Our news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.